my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord.
Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord.
Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph on his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose.
My Savior, he tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord.
Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph on his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to
was lost, And welcome to Bible study for WatchmanForJesus.com. Watchman for Jesus. That was Laura White, Amazing Grace. She sings some pretty good songs. I got several from her that I've acquired along the way. Tonight we have a small number of folks tonight. I'm considering the possibility of maybe rescheduling tonight's broadcast or tonight's Bible study. I was going to talk about overshadowing, channeling the way the fallen angels actually control the government. and the little things like that, nothing real important. Exactly how they do it, how they control the presidents, how they control the Pope. I can also tell you how they control the Italian Illuminati families and the Tibetans and the ones that control the world, little things like that. How they actually perform it. Family, you got to understand right now, people, I'm a subscriber to something called Omega. I don't even listen to it much, but it's a site that talks about the economic reset, talks about the Nasera, where they're going to pay off everybody's debt and all this sort of thing. That's getting ready to happen, at least to placate the American public again. They'll be lured into another trap, little things like that. There'll be a revelation of aliens, but there won't be aliens. There'll be liars. There'll be a hoax that'll be perpetrated since 1897. It's going to completely upset the entire world. And it's going to turn everything backwards, little things like that. But people right now, like 100,000+ people subscribe to this same website. And it consists of these folks on a telephone, kind of like a Blog Talk Radio concept. Well, actually, I think it's what it is. And they talk about the fallen angels. Yeah, okay. They talk about the direct Iraqi dinar. They talk about restructuring, all this stuff for 3 hours, man. 3 hours they go on this stuff. And they're putting in good light, in positive terms, positive notes, about the different types of the fallen angels, but in light that they're good, and they're not. They're naming the same ones we name here. Sananda, yeah, they are. But they're talking about it in a false way. And they're misleading people. They're saying, well, everything's going to be okay. Restructure financially, Iraqi dinar or something, I don't know what about it, but they're coming to help things, to get rid of the bankers. 100,000 people, man, are listed to this thing. And it's not true at all. We're told in the Bible, in the first seal, when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Now, I'd love to think that everything's going to work out all right. Wouldn't that be nice? It always does in the movies. Yeah, oh really? Just one problem. The movies have something called a script. It's written. And when you watch a 1 hour or 2 hour movie, back in my days, the cowboys, of course, nowadays the heroes are criminals, but back then it was cowboys, Cheyenne or the Comancheros. That about the last 30 minutes, the Comancheros, the federal marshal, Texas Rangers are going to come riding in. They're going to save the day. And I bet you some of them had white hats, too. No pun intended. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You're probably smiling right now. But anyway, he had white hats to save the day. At the last minute, maybe they got a clone of John Wayne that's going to appear in the white hats or something. Maybe he was a Knights Templar. Who knows? That's not reality. It's a temporary. You see, this world, this universe, was not self-creating. A rock didn't create itself. The universe is nothing more different. They say now, they're talking about we're all energy. Okay, so we're energy, put together with particles and formed a crystal called a human. Okay, we got it. Well, where'd the energy come from? Is the energy self-creating? And how the energy know to form perfectly that body? Do you know there's scientists up in Norway or Sweden or whatever? Doesn't make a difference. And these are bona fide doctors in serious discussions, not in a tabloid, about which evolved first. No kidding. The mouth or the butt. I'm not kidding. I'm not being my typical facetious self. They actually discuss this. It's like the chicken or the egg. These are adults. These are smart people, supposedly with doctor's degrees, that are discussing what evolved first, the butt or the mouth. In one and out the other. I mean, this is insane. These people are supposed to have high intelligence. So they settle with intelligent design. But they never tell you what intelligent design it was. Who did it? What was the intelligence name? What street do they live on? What planet are they from? What sphere of existence, what time of time travel they come from? Who's this intelligent design? Who's a designer? I love to cause trouble. You really do. When they come up with nonsense, start poking it like a sieve. Just answering questions, asking questions. What's the problem? So who created this universe, this world? We're here. You can't deny that. Are we self-creating ourselves? Are we somehow, I don't know, create ourselves as being subordinate and then we're going to grow to something else? What happened? Even Einstein, who was an atheist, changed his thought process and philosophies once he developed his theories, as he's channeled, by the way. He became a believer in a supernatural being. Notice I didn't say God. Because even Einstein, the genius that he supposedly was, couldn't believe in God of the Bible. Because in essence, it says in the Bible, as he probably read it, he's from his commentary on what I'm getting ready to tell you, is that he knew that this God of the Bible created man in his own image. From his logic, he said, well, that doesn't make sense, because if this God of the Bible created man in his own image, then he's going to judge man in the end. That means he's, in fact, judging himself. I don't accept it. Oh. But I do believe, he says, in a higher reasoning power. Uh-huh. And just let it go. Now, these are geniuses here. Everybody goes to Tibet, or they go to India, or they go to shave their head and put on a robe and say, I'm searching for myself. My answer would be, well, if you looked in the mirror, you could take a mirror with you and find yourself every day. But are you really going to find yourself when you look in the mirror? What do you see yourself? You want to find yourself? Yeah. Where are you going? I'm going to climb Himalayas. Well, hold on a minute. Let me go to Goodwill, and I'll buy you a full-length mirror, and look in the mirror, and there you found yourself. Now what? Saved you money. What's the problem? Because no matter where you go, you're taking you with you. You better find you where you are. It kind of reminds me, I couldn't say that again in 10,000 years, but it reminds me of a story I've heard, in essence, of a man who bought property and to build a house, and then he went to the mountains to search for gold. Could never find any gold or diamonds or anything in the mountains, in the streams, so he went back to his house and did this for a long time. Did a lot of prospecting for a long time. Heard another story kind of similar about searching for diamonds. He got discouraged and just sold the property for nothing and left. The one who bought it decided to raise crops. Let's not search for gold, but just take the property and build it up, what he had. So he was farming, and when he first started plowing the land, oh yes, it's in Africa, he found diamonds in his property. So the old farmer didn't realize he had diamonds in his feet all along. Anyway, King James Bible tells you what's going to happen. Everybody goes searching here, searching there. Go find the old man on the mountain, Tibet, who knows. You've got soldiers coming back and Marines coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that are taking the money they've saved because they've been over there if they've lived. Or if they're not disabled from this fraudulent war. And they're going to India. In places like that to study Hinduism. Because they know the leaders are connected to the Catholic Church. And they're the ones causing these troops to go against their own training of killing unarmed civilians and other things. And so they're saying, well, that's the God they're worshiping, so I don't want the same God. Oh, this is tragic what's going on over there. And when they're coming back here, suicides 22 per day. It's being orchestrated. And these cowards up in the Pentagon are not doing anything about it. Except putting out nose sprays that they say is anti-suicidal. You got to be kidding me. That's almost like a joke. It's like anti-suicidal nose spray. My mind just doesn't wrap around this at all. These general 4-star generals have no concept of humanity. That are involved in the Council of Foreign Relations, are involved in Satan. That's what it is. Same thing. Absolutely. Members of the Illuminati and our own government in Europe. I mean, let's just call it what it is. They will be judged. There's nothing they can do about that. Except take Jesus as Savior and get out of there quick. It'll be bad for their career, but you'll lose your career or lose your eternity. Is that a trick question? So it goes back to the old question, how we got here. Well, those just joining me, my name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this Bible study, and we have acquired some folks tonight, and I'm going to continue. Start off in prayer, and then let's move right along, see where we head up. Lord, thank you tonight for Bible study. Father, give me the discernment and wisdom, Father, that I can lead this tonight. And Father, to forgive me of my sins. Father, we call upon you tonight. Lord, you lead us tonight. Touch our hearts with your insight, your wisdom, discernment, as we share in the gospel. Father, we pray for our families and those in need of health, need of discernment, healing, Lord, that you touch our families around us because it covers the blood of Jesus to keep Satan back. Father, pray for the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, the Secret Society members that's taken the blood oath. That, Lord, they'll have the courage to step away from it. And the divine appointments will be set up to lead them in that path and give them the courage to move away. We pray tonight you give us insight, lead us in your Holy Scriptures. And Father, to give us the wisdom, discernment to see the end times as they unfold. And Lord, the divine appointments that you can use us in your will. That's why we pray tonight in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, of all the evil that has been done in this world since the day Adam and Eve, it ended at the flood. It began again with Nimrod and continues to this day. Now, I know I should be talking about positive things. And it is. Every day toward it is getting closer to the day Jesus Christ returns. Because the scripture will come true. There's no getting around it. And the scriptures are so solid that even the fallen angels and Satan and the so-called human servers have to follow what the Bible says. How about it? If they had the power and control, would they not change it? Would they not orchestrate events in a different order, different numbers, and do what they want to do? Why do they keep following the book? Why is it going by the book? Why? Why can't they change it? Because they're not in control, that's why. Now, those that believe, you Freemasons, your Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and four-star generals, I pick on them a lot because they're the ones that's the weakest of what they're doing with the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati involved with it. I use them as an example. You think it ends just with your life ending? That you have the control because of you involved with the, all these important policies and all that? It's nothing, really. Because the ones over you by 10 times are nothing more themselves than slaves of the fallen angels and Satan. Satan is real. There's no aliens. There are no time travelers. None of that nonsense. Do they disappear in front of you? Yeah. But they're going to the second heaven. They're going to the demonic realm by changing their particle vibrations of using technology and meditation and other such ways. Your so-called remote viewers, it's classified, nothing more than crystal ball readers indwelled by demonic entities that you think are the individuals enhancing their abilities. Not at all. And you see, your mechanics and your electronics are based on frequency vibration of this world, 8.2 hertz of Schumann's resonance. And the world's frequencies, every like bird or animal or human or whatever, every each individual species within a certain realm, a certain I can't think of the word right top of my head here, but a certain variance. A red-winged blackbird has a different frequency value of a bluebird. A bird's reaches a certain frequency vibrational level that they're no longer turn into bird, but another animal has a different frequency vibration. It makes what it is. Human beings, you have a frequency signature that's just human being. And you individually, John Jones, Mary Jane, you are special because your DNA frequency vibration can be picked out by satellite. It's called your soul. It's electricity, is energy. They can pick it up from your DNA. You understand? So they could take this harp thing, see, and identify red-winged blackbird as their frequency level and kill those birds. That's what exactly what they've done to fake the tribulation periods. And these fraudulent prophets like Bagley, Quayle, all the rest of them, they jump on it and say, oh, we're already in end times because they're orchestrated for this. That's what they're told to do. There's a big scam going on, family. A big scam. But those of you that's doing this, you know you're doing it fraudulently. You're doing it synthetically. But you'll never rise above the second heaven level. So for you, supernatural is like amazing, which really is nothing because they're going to be destroyed by Jesus Christ when he returns. You see the evil and deceit that the people you're working with. So do you think that evil created this universe? If evil created this universe, you got one stupid evil going around, because evil then created the universe. Evil created a way which it could destroy itself. When the physical realm is in entropy, how does that evolve? I'll tell you, it doesn't evolve. God maintains it with his power, his Holy Spirit. He's the glue that keeps things together. He's all around you, the fallen angels, you, the secret societies, you, the black nobility. It is impossible for you to keep your molecules together. When the creator of this universe keeps it all together, can take it apart anytime he wants to. You going up against God Almighty, the creator, is like going up a nuclear power when you give all your troops slingshots with little rocks. And I mean, exactly like that. Or send them to fight a nuclear power, a country with nuclear energy, nuclear weapons, and you send them there with baseball bats. To go up against a creator is even going up unarmed against a nuclear power. See? And it's already written. So it's already written that you're going to lose. And this is a fact. It's a promise. So who created this world? God did. And God's love. But God is also an energy form, if you want to go that route, that our minds do not have the ability or the capacity to even begin to understand. And yet we try to fit it into this 1,000-piece puzzle, and we think we can do it. Well, man, you got the wrong box. Because our minds can't even find the box to fit it, because our minds do not have the dimensional capacity to understand the supernatural. Well, Satan and the fallen angels, the supernatural, kicked out of heaven, that's already defeated, they don't have a dimensional capacity to even begin to understand the entire capacity of God. And you in the Pentagon, and you in the Chatham House, and you in all these other houses, you work for the losers. So how is you as a human think for a second you're going to defeat the Creator? It's impossible. So who created this universe? It tells you right there in Genesis. What's going to happen? You think that those that committed all this evil, and here's the point, finally. You think that all those that committed evil are going to just escape, that you can do the evil that you want, plan all wars, murder all our troops, your own troops, you murder your own troops? What's wrong with you people up there at Pentagon? What are you doing? You see? You think you're going to get away with it? Oh, you're not. Not at all. God's just patient. He loves you all, even up in the Pentagon, Chatham House, wherever. He's given you opportunity to see and to hear. But there's going to come a time here shortly. You can see the signs of the times that you all are bringing forth of your own selves that will one day, the 70th week of Daniel will begin. No pun intended, but it'll begin with a bang, a period of prosperity and peace, which will placate the human beings on this planet. And then comes sudden destruction, because that's what the book that they follow even tells you. The real Third World War is the second seal. Not all this fake stuff they got up and about and all this. But the real one is the second seal. And then it's no good from then on. Family, that's the reality. I can't give you a Dr. Feelgood speech when it's not there. And why is that? Because all those millions of children that's missing every year that nobody's finding with NSA and their surveillance. How come people don't put this together? All these so-called talk shows out here are kitten and caboodling and complaining and yelling and fear-mongering that we have NSA watching us even go to the bathroom. And nobody's putting together, you're missing a million children and nobody can find them? Something's wrong here. Or are they involved in it? Lord, put that on my heart to say today. The insanity of following man and the insanity of this media that they have. And that's what's been my push this whole week. And here's the point. I always lay the groundwork when I do something. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to say. It just kind of falls out of my mouth. It does. Here's the point. Evil didn't create the universe. The love of God did. If that be so, God tells you everything he's going to do before he does it. He requires Satan and the fallen angels to tell you. And they require their human servers, the hybrids and the regular human servers, to also tell you what they're going to do before they do it. All of God's prophets tell you what's going to happen before it happens. So some of these people like Jones and Williams and Fulford and all these guys, they are exposing because they have to. But they lie during the exposing part. That's my rub. The Dizdars, Marzullis, Leals, they tell you the wrong things. Like we're Babylon, it's a lie. I have to say it's a lie because these are supposed to be researchers. Means they found the truth and we're definitely not to Babylon. We're not even the daughter of Babylon. Israel's the daughter of Babylon. Because why the daughter of Babylon? Babylon is a system underneath, hidden by the Vatican, that will emerge based on secular humanism. It's like a snake shedding its skin. And the skin of the snake is the Roman Catholic Church. That's yet to happen. But they are setting it up, though. You can see it in the news. So, you think that God, you think that death, the evil you cause, you think that death will allow you to escape it? No. Because you see, love hates evil. If you go to Daniel 12, verse 2, and here I'm getting down to the crux of what I was getting ready to talk about. 12, verse 2. No, let's go to Daniel 12, 1. That leads the way. At that time shall Michael, that's Archangel Michael, stand up. And it's not the Michael Archangel that the New Age has pulled out of the hat. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even that same time. In that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. 12:2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those are the ones asleep, the ones that's dead. Death, you will not escape punishment. And even death of the body will be joined in heaven for the judgment seat of Christ for the rewards. This is a guarantee. This is not an opinion. It's written in the book, the King James Bible, which irrefutably is a true word of God. But it says, he said to Daniel in Daniel 12:4. Let's do that one. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. 12:4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And boy, that's happening. Big time. But he told them to shut up the book because people then would not understand it until knowledge had been increased. So do you think that death you'll escape, the evil you've committed, those that I'm talking to that's done all this stuff, that you CIA guys, you're NSA, and I know y'all listening because you've tried to take me down twice now, or once anyway, I know of. I can say that now because I know for sure. But it's not just me, it's you're trying to shut up other people. Right now you're coming to the end that you think that you're going to win, but you're not. The scripture wins. So then you get to the word, is there hell? You think God's going to allow those that's done evil since the day he created earth? No. So you ask yourself, is hell real? Well, the same Bible tells us what's going on is tells you there's a hell. New Agers will have you not believe it. Freemasons say you do good works while you're here on earth, you'll get what, it's not going to happen. The same Bible they use tell you that good deeds are as filthy as rags. It's not about good deeds. Good deeds come after as fruits of being born again and saved. You don't do good deeds so you buy your way into heaven. Doesn't work that way. God knows the heart. So does hell actually serve a purpose? You take hell, remove it from the Bible, and if you were to remove hell from the Bible, at the same time you remove any notion of a just God and a trustworthy scripture and a God that lies to his children. A lying God? I don't think so. If there is no hell, no punishment, you got perfect love, you got perfect punishment too. What's punishment? Death. Why did Jesus come on down here? Because he died on the cross, but he could come back to life. But he still lived like we lived. Went through what we went through. That's the main thing. He didn't just appear like the fallen angels do. He came in. Mary, did you know that your son was going to be a savior? Jesus Christ had an umbilical cord. Had to be cut. He had to be fed. Diapers changed. Or whatever they had. If there is no hell, then God's not just. If there is no punishment of sin, heaven is just apathetic and uncaring toward the rapists, the pillagers, the murderers, the Pol Pots, those turncoats in the Pentagon, those that cause wars to kill, murder, destroy. You think God's going to let that go? You think you're going to escape by death? No. No, you're not. Be cremated? Doesn't make any difference. God created Adam from nothing. Out of the ground he created him. Dust. What do you think cremation is? Dust. God can do anything he wants with his creation. He speaks it into existence. Just because you can't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Because we don't have the dimensional capacity as human beings. An angel to come down here and take physical form, like they did in Lot's day, or entertain strangers unaware, is a demotion for an angel. Because they're spiritual. But on earth, they have physical form. With a different DNA. Different particle vibration. Whatever you want to call it. But if there's no punishment of sin, as God has described, heaven is apathetic toward the rapists and pillagers and mass murderers of society. It means they escape punishment by death. Well, they didn't. Because they're in hell right now. If there's no hell, that means that God would be blind toward the victims. has turned his back on those who prayed for relief. Because he's not done that. If there's no wrath toward evil, then you have a God that's not love. For love hates that which is evil. To say there's no hell is also to say God's a liar. His scripture is untrue. But that's not so. He fulfills all his promises. The Bible repeatedly and stoutly affirms this dualistic outcome of history. I've talked about that the past couple of days. But some will be saved. Some will be lost when Jesus Christ comes. That's a promise he made. It's a promise he'll keep. And the reason, and people say, good people say, why doesn't he come now? Isn't that in the Bible? Why is he waiting? They're starting to turn because they think God should come now. God's waiting to the last baby's born that he knows is going to accept his son as his savior. When that last baby's born, when certain events that we'll never know transpire and take place, Katie barred the door. And Katie's no angel. Then you'll see. Right now, people are focused on the global reset and Agenda 21 and, I don't know, buying ammunition and buying a log cabin up in the Ozarks or running to the Costa Rica to lay on the beach while the tribulation happens and whatever. There's, you know, they got 85-foot-tall tunnels being built that, oh, by the way, the dates that they're focusing on in different places is the year 2050. Yeah, 2050. The year 2025 is established date for a full public display of the fallen angels. They call them aliens or ascended masters. The year is 2025 is the target date. Everybody's going underground. They can afford it. It's going to be in the elite to escape the wrath that they think is going to come. So they must think something's coming for them to spend all that money building little tunnels that's going to be their grave for the physical body. But there's no escape the supernatural punishment. That's what they don't know, apparently. Man, don't play with this. Earth is temporary. Everything on earth is temporary. Every day. You see, the world's in entropy. Entropy. That's impossible to evolve. The evolution process was never evolution. It was transformation by the fallen angels using alchemy to change DNA, property vibrations. There's your evolution. The fallen angels, using channeling, overshadowing methods of developing an avatar, gave Darwin these thoughts and ideas of evolution. I've talked about this before, how they overshadow, overchanneling. Well, actually, for some, it's a disappointment to find out that there's really no geniuses in human beings. Leonardo da Vinci, Nikola Tesla, Einstein, all these people. And Nikola Tesla was a good guy, but he was channeled. He's in the occult. Fallen angels use human beings as their go-between. Before the flood, the fallen angels could roam on the earth. After the flood, no pun intended, they're turned into little balls of energy. They could exist outside in the atmosphere, and the second heaven, which is space, as we know it. But they can never go to the third heaven, where water keeps them back, a canopy of water. That's another story. Oh, the science is so corrupt. So they have to use mankind, and they trick mankind into accepting them in the occult practices by promising mankind to be gods themselves. Genesis 3:2-2. And those in Rosicrucian Freemasons believe this lie. And the way they do it, and you can watch it, you can actually watch it on YouTube. You can see how these New Agers channel these fallen angels. You have what's called actually in the Bible, in Judges 2:11-13, Judges 10:6, 1 Samuel 7:1-4. It talks about Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth. Do you know in the fallen angels, this alien nonsense that they got? They have it called the Ashtar Command. And we're not talking Battlestar Galactic here. We're talking real world. Well, the minute you say, well, that's all just New Age science fiction, hocus pocus. Well, you go to those scriptures I told you, and you'll find it in the Bible. Ashtaroth. Or Ashtaroth. And they have a new age. The Ashtar Command. These are fallen angels. Most all the Hittites, Ammonites, Amalekites, all kinds of ites, whatever, in the Old Testament, were hybrid Nephilim tribes. That's why in the Old Testament, God with the judgment, man, he was nasty. He told the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites, to kill every man, woman, child, and animals. But what people don't realize is, that's because their DNA was corrupted. It could not allow it. That was the whole purpose of the flood, to take it down. Then after the flood, they came back. And all the ITES, tites, whatever it is, were hybrid beings. That's why. So, the way that the fallen angels connect with mankind, by giving permission, by tricking them, it's called overshadowing or channeling. Different levels, like trace or trance channeling, where the human enters a trance-like state. Not consciousness of the entity coming in, and without their knowledge, the entity comes inside the body. Family, that's yoga, meditation. We do it in the martial arts. Develop chi from the lower abdomen. This is all part of this. Drugs. Alcohol. The idea in martial arts training, and I trained for 30 years in martial arts, was develop yourself to the point you could meditate in a very cold environment and meditate yourself into sweating because you're hot, even though your body is physically in a cold environment. Or take yourself in a hot environment and meditate. Takes about an hour, 20 minutes. You finally get to the point, and then another 40 without distraction. You meditate yourself into a state of being cold, where you're shivering. Then you learn to maneuver your chi. So when you deliver one strike or one kick, all your power goes in that one punch for a kill. One strike, one punch, one dead. Because you maneuver all the energy, you learn how to focus your energy into one point, and that point is also hit on an enemy's body in a vulnerable place to have various effects. or to break unimaginable objects if the average person couldn't break, that you break it. Well, there's a change of DNA going on here, and there's also supernatural happening that you don't know in the background. But guess who did it? I did it. I broke this. No, it wasn't you at all. So you, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you four-star generals up there, when you got your so-called super soldiers, it's enhanced by binary code and DNA, yeah, transhumanism, that remote view very accurately, yeah, it's not them at all. It's called trans-channeling. It's their power, like in a seance, like in a fortune teller, a gypsy that tells the future, has a demon inside her and a host of demons that tells her what to do or tells your viewer what's going on. It's not your super soldier. It's the demonic entity that's doing it for them. You just don't know it. The second stage is called conscious channeling. This unseen entity, they refer to as extraterrestrial, they join the body of the human. It's a demon, what it is. And the human has a conscious awareness of the entity. And this human provides a physical vehicle as a body for the entity to work through. Twin towers, columns of Solomon, you have twin souls. Woodrow Wilson called the occult handler that he had, Mandel House, in his diary, his alter ego. And now you know why. He's under control, just like Thomas Jefferson was under control by Adam Weishaupt, who's also in the occult, controlled Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson is not the hero the history books made him out to be at all. He loved the French Revolution and all the murder and mass mayhem. Thomas Jefferson actually wrote his own Bible. Our history books are so screwed up and messed up, it's bad. It's unbelievable. Trans-channeling, conscious channeling, where you know the entity is coming inside you. Yoga is a really good example. Now you know about Christian yoga. Boy, there's some sneaky demons out there, aren't they? Then the third one is called the full-body channeling. And this is where the soul of the human leaves the body, astral projection, there you go. To the pineal gland is where your soul is residing. The fallen angel takes over the body after the soul of the human leaves, and they'll never be the same again. They tell you differently, but it's a lie. They'll be fully incarnated. Nothing, reincarnation is baloney. It's a lie. They say reincarnated to fool the human when actually as a 33rd degree Mason, when you perform the royal secret, the act of sodomy, murder, rape, whatever it is that you perform at the Pentagon, and that little down ramp y'all got in the middle of the Pentagon, that structure, those little rooms that go on the side. Yeah, where you do those, we bring the children down there and you do all that stuff that opens up the portals to allow the demonic entities to come inside. Yeah, same place. That same place, that's where what's happening. The men who stare at goats, it's demons that are dispatched, demons at work. It's like spells. The demons come inside, they're like a virus, they don't want to leave. The cure is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. There's your cure. And there's no other cure. In the Bible, it talks about one human with a legion of demons in him. They always have little soldiers, foot soldiers there, but they also have what's called the strong man, the last demon to leave, the strongest one. Only by prayer and fasting can you remove that strong demon. Matthew 17:21. Howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. Oh, by the way, they took that one out of the Bibles except for the King James. They removed it. The newer Bibles put it in footnotes. They got it set to where you really can't read it. King James has got it there. They don't want you to know that. That's why they took it out of the Bible. 2 + 2 = 4. The full body possession, fully incarnated demon inside your body, demonic possession, or star seeds, they call them, star children, or chelas. Now, equivalent to that, taught in another way, is very similar. I did my research. Is in the New Age, at a higher level, another school of thought. Now listen to this. It's quite interesting. Well, at least I thought it was. In another school of thought, they call it overshadowing. Now watch how this really comes close to the channeling as overshadowing from a different, completely different source. But watch this. Now, they say in their training that it only be possible in the case of those who've been consecrated since childhood. In other words, MK Ultra, Illuminati, paganize their children before they send them to college and to complete the agenda. You see what happens here? And they've been servers of the race all their lives, or in previous lives, they say, but incarnation, have acquired the right by karma. See how they mix it all together? The threefold overshadowing will manifest as thus. First, level of overshadowing. An impression upon the physical brain of the man or woman for thoughts, plans for work, ideas, intentions, all that, emanating from the avatar. That's the fallen angel that's doing this to the individual. That's going to fill a significant role in the progression of mankind's evolution. And it's unrecognized by this avatar, by this human, as being other than his own thoughts. He'll proceed to put them into action, unconsciously helped by the force be with you, by the force that flows in. That's the demon force coming into them. That's why the Illuminati families dedicate their children to Lucifer at birth. And those children at 5 years old, they can play a concerto or can develop physics and all that at 8, 9 years old. Their families have turned them over to demonic realm. Maybe they know it, maybe they don't. But they're what's called chelas. And this is literally a higher form of mental telepathy working out on physical levels. A way of saying possession by a demon. Acting out in their body. In churches, it's rampant. It's called kundalini. Holy laughter, holy drunkenness. This is possession. The tongues of today, that's possession. The second level that really kind of matches the second level of conscious channeling, well, the second level of overshadowing is this. It's the overshadowing of the chela during the work, such as lecturing, writing, or teaching, or whatever, and the illumination for service. So they will be conscious of this. They'll know it, and they'll be unable to explain it. They won't know how to explain it, but they just know it's coming from the outside. They'll seek more and more to be available for use. They want to be used more. In other words, they get addicted to it. Like the Ouija board that summons demonic entities. Pentagon uses this mess. They've got classified programs that actually dispatch demons and deal with the witchcraft in their projects. MK Ultra. Well, Michael Aquino founded the Temple of Set. He's a major player there for 20, 30, 40, 50 years or more. I don't know how long exactly. He's been there forever, it seems like. Michael Aquino, disciple of Anton LaVey, and all the others are mixed together in a mixed bag of witchcraft at the Pentagon. This second level, the human renders himself up in utter selflessness of the inspiration of their Lord. That'd be the fallen angel, a very high level here. And this is affected because the child's ego is enhanced. Look what I can do. That's what happens in Tibet. This force, be demonic force, that flows through the astral permanent atom, the soul. It's only possible when they call the fifth petals unfolded. That gets more into the New Age advancement in degrees. Now, the third level, which you could call the full body channeling, in this case, the third level of overshadowing, is the conscious cooperation of the chela is necessary in the third method of overshadowing. In this case, they will, with full knowledge of the laws of their being and nature, surrender themselves and step out of their physical body, handing it over for the use of the great Lord. That's the fallen angel. That's where your presence come in. That's where your scientists come in. Leonardo da Vinci. Nikola Tesla was channeled. Now you get the idea how this really works? Martin Luther in the 15th century, he was an avatar. Abraham Lincoln was a racial avatar. Gestalt. Freud. Plato. Aristotle. These were not just human beings. These were avatars of the fallen angels. That's where they got their knowledge. That's where all this comes from. It's only possible in the case of a chela human that's endowed with this, who has brought all the three lower bodies into alignment. In other words, they're prepared for this. They've gotten Jesus out of their system, renounced Jesus Christ. They're open. And then the body, then they use them. And when they're done with this body, they kill it. And it uses up its life force. That's why they look older, earlier, and quicker. And this unfolding of the sixth petal is a higher level degree. Degrees. Before they can go this level. And by an act of conscious will, render up their body and stand aside for a specific length of time. Helena Blavatsky taught this. Wesak Festival, they teach this. I was teaching this, and some folks went after me with about 15 YouTube videos trying to discredit what I've been saying, and they failed last year. Because they don't want this out to connect the dots. The method of direct incarnation from their methodology will be employed at certain of the masters. And they use three processes. One, by physical birth. Family, this is documented. I'm not making this up. Another one, they call it appropriation of a suitable vehicle or body that they can use. And no, you don't have duality. You can't have the Spirit of God in you at the same time be involved here. It's not possible. Because a demon won't come around a 10-foot pole. Bad things happen to these fallen angels or demons or masters when they get around a body that's got the Holy Spirit. And when they cast a spell upon a born-again Christian, it comes back at them sevenfold. Aha. You see, by the blood of Jesus, they can't get past it. Matter of fact, it comes back on them. And number three is by direct creation, by an act of will. And that's a rare case, actually. Now, they say they've done this physical incarnation. One was in India. Six of the masters, fallen angels, have already sought physical incarnation. In the 1970s, there was one put in India, another in England, two in Northern America, and one in Central Europe. And they also indicate in their official textbooks and so forth that one had made a great sacrifice and took a Russian body in the desire to act as a peace center of the distracted land of Russia. I would imagine. It doesn't say the date, but the certain initiates of the third initiation, they took feminine bodies, one in India. Oh, there's a name come to my mind. Indira? Gandhi? Oh. If they were to go against it, they would be assassinated too. You see. One in India would in due time do much toward the emancipation of the women of India, unquote. While another had a work to do in connection with the animal kingdom, which is waiting for the day of their appearing. And they say, buckle up, they say, I quote, the Master Jesus will take a physical vehicle and with certain of his cellas will effect a re-spiritualization of the Catholic churches, breaking down the barrier between the Episcopal and Greek churches from the Roman. And they were looking at making this happen around 1980. If you go back to 1980, did they not have prophecies of the end times then? Yeah. And did it happen? No, it didn't. 1980s, it was plans that the end of time was coming then, wasn't it? It didn't happen. The United States was planning for FEMA. Reagan, Oliver North, 1984. Oh, you see now, to bring the United States under dictatorship. And they fell in every time. They have failed every time. Failed every time. They have one called Master Hilarion. He's one of the fallen angels. And they were working with the Christian Science endeavor to sneak in. I'm giving you some details. They don't want to, man. They don't want to connect this at all. But this is what they're doing, and they fail. They'll have organized centers of goodwill, information put out that in many languages, it's the plan for the hierarchy for humanity, as I talked about today earlier in the broadcast. They tell you here, when it says in the Bible about peace and safety, this is what they got planned. It tells you right here what they're going to do. They talk about how they invoke by forming triangles and invocation and doing that om. There's a frequency vibration. It opens up portals. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Their little party is going to get stomped when Jesus Christ comes back. And their great invocation is going to get stuck up their wazoo at a time they ain't got nothing they can do about it. You see, just be quite frank about it. And they got their initiates, human beings, completely fooled. And there's other methods I will also mention to be complete. The two higher planes, there's five planes of human evolution, they say. There's five methods of application upon the five planes of human evolution. A lot of it involves yoga. Those that in churches that say, well, what are you doing? I'm doing yoga, Christian yoga. There's no such thing. You've got incarnation, the physical plane method. What are they trying to do with marijuana? Legalize it, aren't they? That's part of the plan. The second method is drugs. And through drugs is a release of astral consciousness. Pharmakia is Greek for sorcery. At a pharmacy, drugs are used by the CIA and Pentagon, and now you know why. It's not about just experimenting on bodies. It's about opening the portals to allow the demonic entities to take bodies that they lost during the time of the flood. Did you get what I just said? Words of power, number three. And by words, changes DNA. By words, it affects the physical environment. Powerful. Chanting in geometrical patterns, actually. Intense desire. How about intense prayer and fasting? This is how the supernatural operates. Intense desire, though, on a lower level, from their level, is a sublimation of aspiration or the method of the Buddhic plane, they call it. The sphere of spiritual love, they call it. Intense desire. We call it lust. Let's call it for what it is. You know how they really soften those things up? And the fifth one, you're going to love this one, is meditation. The method of the atmic plane, A-T-M-I-C, A-T-M-I-C, plane, the sphere of spiritual will. It's quite amazing how they got this worked out. Unbelievable planning. Set up to bring the new world order to bear, as the Bible has said. Now, if you want to go ahead and collect or get ready for the economic reset and all this stuff, go on ahead. Well, in the meantime, whatever it is you got, you're going to run out of it. What are you going to do then? I'll look at the bigger picture. You know, in this textbook, they even talk about the Masonic movement. It's in the textbook, man. It's right here, big as day. It includes it. And the churches and all that stuff, and disclosure. Called the externalization of the hierarchy, externalizing the hierarchy, which is fallen angels coming back in. Would not the second seal, or a major disaster before the first seal, give them enough life force energy to actually materialize on this plane? A major loss of life to allow these demons to come in this plane and then to affect a loss of life energy to allow full possession of bodies would be World War III and famine, pain. Yes, it would. This has started since the year 1400 till the year 2014. It's all been one agenda. Columbus was an avatar. Martin Luther was an avatar. Leonardo da Vinci, Shakespeare, Sir Francis Bacon, Bismarck, Abraham Lincoln, Plato, Panjali, Sankaracharya out of India. And they're trying to say Jesus was. What they're talking about is Sananda Emmanuel, not the Jesus we know as the creator of the universe. Boy, they got a big surprise coming. But Satan doesn't. He knows his day is coming. And fast. And the more latitude he gets, the shorter time he knows he has. He's got everybody fighting each other. Are we at a crisis point in human history? You think? Conservative Jews and Christians believe we are. And a lot of them see it's highly significant the fact that Israel is often the center of the world news. Christian Identity and others think that the America is, and Europe. Man, get over it. Hardly. Man, we're just a spit in a bucket of water. We got internal conflicts and treaties and Arab neighbors that Israel has, and it's all about Israel. It's not in Jerusalem. It's not about America and Europe. It insists that we're moving towards such internationalism. They teach it in schools today, even getting them ready for it. Mankind is ripe for a world dictator now. They show you the evil. That's what the Fulfords and the Joneses and all these guys are for, is to show you the evil of the government, which is what they're paid to do. Because they work for the Illuminati. They are secret society members pretending to be truth tellers. They have to show you the problem in order to be the ones to fix it. He had the Illuminati even on the Jeopardy question, for goodness sakes. The Bible tells us what's ahead, but doesn't tell us what's just ahead. On the other hand, some Christians believe we're on the verge of a worldwide spiritual revival. If it is, it's going to be temporary. People are becoming alarmed at world conditions. Reports of spiritual awakenings in India, Africa, countries, and Central South America support the optimistic outlook. Mankind thinks they're going to take this world back for Jesus. You've got to be kidding me. God will do it supernaturally. You don't need mankind. Mankind's got their own problems. And that's becoming born again. That's the one of the problems right there. And get rid of the Freemasons. And the Freemasons have got to get rid of their blood oath. They're going to come up with, we're going to arrest the bankers. It's already started. We've won. We've defeated the Illuminati. Well, what about the Freemasons? How about the secret societies? They don't talk about that, do they? Both sides have got both sides, the secret societies. They're trying to think that Jesus Christ is coming, like, next. Well, you got the tribulations first. You got some rabbi that says after the death of Sharon that here comes Jesus. Well, that's dead wrong. But it might be Sananda Emmanuel, Master Jesus, not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get ready. Some say the rapture. You can't say yes and you can't say no. Nobody knows. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel. And with the trumpet of God. And that's not the seventh trumpet. It's a different trumpet. With the trumpet. People like to think that that is the trumpet of the seven trumpets. Means the end of tribulation. Post-tribulation. Uh-uh. No, no. This is a trumpet of God. Different than the seventh trumpet of the tribulation period. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. This trumpet of God, not necessarily the seventh trumpet of the tribulation. Uh-uh. The scripture indicates that this catching up, rapture, Latin, hapizo, the rapture of those who are in Christ must take place before the Antichrist reveals his true identity. It's got to happen between the first seal and the mid-tribulation, the seventh seal. It's got to happen in between there. You know, Paul wrote his letter to Thessalonians in part because some of them thought they'd entered the great tribulation of the end times, even back then. And this is what the Calvinists try to tell people. We've already done it. No, we haven't. Paul assured them that they were wrong and said it would not begin until the man of sin had been revealed, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 to 3. And in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 6 to 7, he went on to explain, "Now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who is now restrains will do until he's taken out of the way." Right there he tells you, man. The restrainer. And baby, let me tell you, when he removes that restrainer, it's going to get ugly down here. Ugly, ugly, ugly. So it's very important that you see the Holy Spirit and the church together as restrainer is mentioned in the text. So the third person, what they call, I get this wrong every time, masculine pronoun, it suggests the Holy Spirit. And I didn't say a feminine pronoun either. As God, he's present everywhere. He cannot be taken out of the way, but he can leave the earth as this restrainer. When the Lord catches up his church to be with himself, his departure will open the door for the Antichrist to make his move. People, get ready. When they say Jesus is coming, they don't necessarily mean the second coming. So this identification of the restrainer kind of falls into context of 2 Thessalonians 2. Better than any other suggested interpretation. Now you got good reasons given to reject the idea restrainer will be removed as a devil. An angel or civil government. The passage of scripture I mentioned to you gives you solid reasons for believing the return of Christ for his church could occur at any moment. So, believers, you got to live in healthy tension. On the other hand, you're looking for any moment coming for us. That's really what they're talking about. On the other hand, though, because you don't know exactly when is God's end time program. We don't know. You pray and you work to spread the good news about Jesus Christ. That's what I've been saying all along. The fact that the nation of Israel is making treaties reminds us of what these passages about the end times. They like to jump on it. Don't they? What was it? What's the last one? I got a list of them here. I don't know. You got Wormwood, Chernobyl, all kinds of dead birds. They're creating the events to make it look like it's end time events. They're using HAARP. And then you got these preachers like Bagley and the rest of them that are told by the Illuminati or the Vatican to jump on an instance that's getting ready to happen, and you call it the end times events. Dead birds, dead fish, dead cows, and a 900-pound hailstone. So they call it the end times events. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. But it happens in anticipation. But the Bible has a solemn warning to those who heard the gospel and not believed. Non-believers, the fact that Christ could return any time has really ominous overtones, don't it? They don't like it. But, man, you got to know it. Got everybody busy. Look at all the sport. Wait, the Super Bowl. Oh, watch. That's a satanic. I know this sounds kind of folky, but actually they use the Super Bowl. It's already figured. It's already planned who's going to win. And the halftime shows are rituals. That's been proven. This one ought to be interesting. I don't know. I don't do prophecy and all that stuff. I don't claim to be this, that, or the other. I'm just an old boy here from Mount Airy, and I kind of know what's going on a little bit here and there. Yeah, I do the best I can, but I got a fairly good track record. But I'm an analyst. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I just gave my body up. I tried to do my own thing, do my own way, but it failed every time. God kept pulling me back one fashion or another. I think God's got a baseball bat, just my name on it. But he's got me here, and I'm going to stay with it. But I know one thing for sure, that the Bible has a solemn warning to those who've heard the gospel and have not believed. And boy, that includes preachers, rabbis and popes and priests and whatever else. Because they're still using corrupted Bibles. The fruits of their labor is going to come back to bite them in the butt. Like a beaver on a stump. Huh. You know, Paul declared that when the Antichrist is revealed, it may be too late for a change of mind. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. So everybody's going to wait to the end times? Wait till they see it coming, see him coming, or see something happen? What are you going to do then? You're going to jump on your knees and then jump and do it? Really? Do tell. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. To 12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Think about it. That they might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So taking the Knights of Malta oath and doing good deeds like giving to the poor and giving to the church and going to church every day and getting your attendance taken and having a little old lady cross the street, except somebody fix her tire, won't do you one bit of good, not even one. You can give your life savings. When you're on your deathbed, if you don't take Jesus Christ as Savior, won't mean a thing. Every good deed you've ever done won't count for nothing if you don't take Jesus Christ as Savior and repent of sins to open up that connection. It's for me to acknowledge I've been an adulterer, a liar, a cheater, a drunkard in my life. I had to admit those. And God's given me the opportunity to some folks that I'd done wrong to in my life. That I was sorry for. He gave me the opportunity to say I'm sorry to them. In personal ways, I don't need to go over, but it blew me away. He gives you that opportunity. I kind of roughly call it, put your money where your mouth is. He does. Now's the time to make that decision to trust Jesus. Behold, now's the accepted time. Behold, now's the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. That's the message. Tomorrow night, Jesus Christ, our coming King, what's going to happen? But I'm sure if I go on Omega something 2, that there'll be 100,000 people listening about a global reset of the money. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, boy. Where to put your gold and futures, and where to buy silver and put it under your mattress, or go to a bank in Switzerland, or, you know, buy up, I don't know, $200 worth of freeze-dried food. Okay, you know, go buy you AK-47 or something. I don't know, 22 rifle, get your ammunition. But every movie I've seen, when that piece of metal runs out of bullets, man, you can't even use it as a boomerang. And the AK-47 or M-14 or that M-4, man, you can't even hit a baseball with that thing. And you run out of bullets with the M-4, man, you can't even butt stroke anybody with it. You might poke them in the nose with it. If you got a bayonet, you might be able to use it, but that, you ain't going to go far with a Spitznaz. That's not going to work really well. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you take that last drink of water, when you have that last freeze-dried food, what are you going to do? How about those 99% of Americans don't even hear what's going on, have no clue. They've got not one notion whatsoever that Chinese troops are already here, thanks to the Illuminati inside the United States Council of Foreign Relations. Clinton and Carter and all those bringing the Nazis here. They did in 1945, FDR. And after FDR, then you got Reagan and you got Clinton and you got all these traitors and Nixon trying to destroy the United States. And not Americans don't have a clue about it. And the evidence is clear. The evidence is presentable. You can show them. It's not about changing the government. The government is evil on both sides. Whiteheads, blackheads, they're secret society members. You know? It's like changing the pot for the kettle. Man, I want a new kitchen. And that was in heaven with Jesus Christ. It ain't here, man. No. You see, that's reality. That's what's coming down. And the Bible tells you, because it's going by the book. Family, we're at the end. Well, we went over again. I hope you got something out of today's broadcast and the Bible study today. It actually kind of, again, dovetailed each other, actually, I do believe. I got them on my website. You got to go to the website, though. I haven't yet figured out how to link it up to the MP3 thing. So you got to go to the website and at www.watchmanforjesus.com and you can listen to it. I'll put them up tonight. I want to remind you all that we're played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, New York, highpointradio.net. That's www.highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, and his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. And we're also played, I believe, simulcast on occasions with Blue Raven Network at KBLU Radio. I tell you, some days, you know, I get really drained. It's just the words fall out. Sometimes I don't remember what I've said. I mean, honestly, that's just what happens. And I have to ask people, what in the world, And I don't know. It's just really wild stuff. But I'm pretty down to earth and pretty much trying to warn people the best I can what's coming. Now, it's a God's timing, though. What if he goes another generation because he still wants to give us more time? Well, okay. But I wouldn't count on that. I wouldn't wait around. I'd get moving if I were you, spiritually. Start focusing. A lot of distractions coming your way. From family, work, outside. Supernatural. You want supernatural? People are going to get seeing it. They're going to start seeing it. Whenever time's right. And boy, get ready. I guess that'd be the time to buy stock in Depends, huh? Americans aren't ready for this drama. We've been placated since 1776. We've been placated by the Illuminati. Like fattening up an old hog for the kill. Since 1776. And that's a fact. You see. All right, family. It's time to end tonight. We went 15 minutes over again, like I did earlier. Now, try to keep it within a certain limit because I can send these out on occasion. Y'all have a great night and know that Jesus Christ went to cross. If you take him as your Savior, what do you got to worry about? Don't let him put fear mongering in you. They have the fear. That's why they have all this control. The human beings that do this control at the highest level of government, they have the fear or they wouldn't be doing all this, you see. Look up the concept of the last will be first and the first will be last. See y'all tomorrow, 4 o'clock, broadcast, 4 to 6. Tomorrow night, Bible study. Jesus Christ, our coming King. We're going to find out what's going to happen when he comes back. So y'all have a great night and know that you've won already. But it doesn't mean you sit. It means you help others, even those you don't like. That's the part that he's looking for. Doesn't matter who. We can't judge. God said, vengeance is mine. That means we don't. God, can you let me see you take vengeance on him? No. No. You don't want to wish anybody to go to hell. You can't imagine. In reality. It's not our place. God takes care of what he's got to take care of. He told you what he's going to do. Y'all have a good night. Say your prayers. God bless, because he is coming back soon, and I explained that tonight, what that means. So we'll see y'all tomorrow, and God bless you. Well, we had a really nice crowd tonight, too. It's quite large. So I appreciate y'all's visiting. Have a great night. Good night and God bless.